Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Last night, I had to rush home, quickly tidy the house, because we had some dinner guests.
Oh, nice.
It was my wife's mum's birthday.
Oh, lovely.
And so we thought, oh, we'll quickly set something up and invite the kids round.
The kids around?
Well, her kids.
What?
Her kids. So my mum, my wife's mum, her kids. So
Kim's brothers and sisters?
Yeah, either way. Which way would you say it? Her kids? Kim's brothers and sisters, same.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't think it's weird to say either way.
Really?
Yeah, her kids. It was her birthday. It was her kids.
I guess so. I just never thought of it like that. So I was confused.
Anyway, so we told the kids to come round. Her kids,
yeah.
Not mine. But I got home and everyone was set to come 5 minutes later. And our house was a complete mess. So I was running around trying to tidy everything. Grab this, grab that, threw that in the bin. Fast forward, this morning, Kim goes to me, oh, have you seen Malachi's clothes? He had a bit of a blowout yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what Kim had done is she had put all his soiled clothes into a bag.
Yep.
Now, I thought that was a dirty nappy because the nappy, it just was in the nappy bag.
Yeah.
And so I had thrown that out into the trash, then taken the trash out into the willy bin.
Oh, no.
So then this morning, she was like, no, I really like that pants and top. Like, you need to go get it. So then I had to jump into the wheelie bin, dig through the rubbish, try and find the pooey clothes.
Would have been hard. I bet it stank.
Well, no, it was gross because there were so many other nappy bags in there.
Oh, no.
So I had to open.
Oh, gross.
I had to open up the nappy bag.
Did you really?
I had to find out whether that was.
You're a good husband.
Or a terrible husband for not checking what was in a bag and throwing it in the bin straight away.
I think I would have sacrificed the clothes.
I was thinking that, but it is my wife's favourite pair of pants for Malachi.
Oh, okay.
Not an option.
Okay,
it's off.
Yeah.
So I had to jump into the bin, find it, and then because I stuffed up, I then had to scrub the...
Gross.
And the washing machine. Anyway.
You're so good at those gross sound effects. I don't know why, but you just you nail it.
Forced to jump into the bin to find something. And in that moment, I thought, how many other people have been in the same situation? You accidentally threw something out, and now you're digging through the bin trying to find it. Might have been your keys, your wallet, maybe something completely different.
Some dentures.
I'm just putting the two together. Dentures, dirty nappy.
Gross! Well, we had something recently. It wasn't that bad, though.
Okay.
One of my kids had this like little book report they had to do, so they came home with a printed out sheet of paper with what they had to fill in.
Yeah.
I put it on the dining table. It was the only thing there. Mm-hmm. Evan did a quick whip around of cleaning the house, and then I'm like, hey, babe, where's that book report? I put it like right on the table.
Oh, no, he threw it out.
I threw it out. I was like, that's the one thing you threw out? I'm like, the one thing I need, not the thousands of papers on the end of the bench that has been sitting there for 6 months, but the one thing that needed to be done. So I had to go. It was due the next day. So I had to go to the teacher. I felt like the bad student. I'm like, so we're renovating. So we're kind of tidying
build
the house.
Story up.
Build it up. We're not bad, like, parents. I was like, we threw out her book report. I was like, can I please have another copy? She's like, oh, no, yes, of course.
Oh, I just feel for your kid. She's like, oh, cool, I don't have to do any work.
I was like, yes, you still have to do the work. But, yeah, we got it in a day late. But, oh, been there, done that.
People throw stuff in the bin all the time by accident, and that's what I want to hear about. Ellie joins us. Ellie, what was it?
Oh, look, I was eating a burrito one night. Just some Zambreros, you know, my fave. And I didn't finish it, and my hubby was like, hey, babe, do you reckon I could have the rest of the burrito? So I handed him the plate. Anyway, about maybe 10 o'clock, he's fallen asleep. I've gone. I've taken the rubbish out. Gotten back into bed, and you know when you're just lying in bed and you're thinking about all the things throughout your day, and I'm realizing, oh, I need to put my my Invisalign aligners in. And then I'm lying there trying to retrace my steps because I realize I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden I just had that dreadful thought of, oh my gosh, I took them out to eat my burrito. I put them on the plate. I've handed the plate to my husband. So I'm all of a sudden shaking him in the bed at like 11:30 p.m. I'm like, did you accidentally scrape my aligners into the bin with the burrito foil. And he's going, what? Like, what are you talking about? And I just went, don't worry, babe, go back to sleep. And I next minute, it's like midnight, I'm out of the wheelie bin because I'd taken the rubbish out. Opening the bag, looking for my Invisaliners. Because they're clear, it took me a good 10 minutes of just, like, sifting through, you know, household garbage and scrap.
That's so...
Anyway, I found them. I found them, but it was that moment of, like, now how do I disinfect these things?
How did you do it?
Oh, look, I immediately, like, washed them with soap. Then I, like, soaked them in Listerine. Then I put them through the dishwasher.
Did it still feel really weird to put them back in your mouth?
Oh, no one knew they'd come from.
It was still a moment. And because where I'm in an apartment complex, and it was like at the peak of COVID coming through Perth, so that's at the top of my mind. I'm going, oh my gosh, like what if someone in this apartment complex has had COVID?
Oh,
like, you know when you just go through all those thoughts?
And you're putting it straight in your mouth.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so glad you got the back though. Those things are expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they are. Ali.
Oh yeah. Well, if you miss a level, it's all over.
Ellie, thank you so much for the call. I was confused a little bit because I was like a liner.
Invisaliner. So it's like it's like a plate, like a clear plate that goes over all of your teeth.
And you sleep with it.
Oh, you keep it on all the time.
Oh.
They straighten your teeth.
Oh, so it's like braces, but it's the mouth guard version.
Yes.
Hey, I've seen people with those.
Well done.
Nice. I was like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
And Juliet joins us. Juliet, what happened?
My daughter was celebrating. Oh, hi, guys. My daughter was celebrating her 10th birthday, and she'd asked friends to give her money because she was saving up to buy an e-reader.
Yep.
So a couple of friends had given her money, and she'd collected it in an envelope. But she didn't mark the envelope or anything, and it was lying in the wrong place, so I tossed out the envelope.
Oh, no.
But, of course, she told me on the Monday afternoon, and the recycling had been collected on the Monday morning. That gone was the $50.
Oh, no!
Did you have to pay it back?
I did. I had to contribute to the e-reader.
You'd have to.
You would. Jeremy texted in, a wife accidentally threw out my wedding ring while cleaning up. I asked if she'd seen it. Found it in the kitchen bin. One more day, it would have been in the wheelie bin at the road.
Oh, man.
Lucky.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.